It is the sound that could save a life. Even on a windy day, it's like a beacon. Accessible pedestrian crosswalks are vital to people living with limited eyesight. Next time you're at an intersection, try crossing blindfolded. There have been many near misses for blind people at intersections in St. John's. For Tyler Ensor, who has been blind for 25 years, installing warning signals is vital to his mobility and his safety.
It seems like a worthwhile expense for the taxpayers for me because, like, nobody likes to think about it, but literally anybody could go blind at any point, and then it's something that can help anybody if they need to transition from being sighted to being blind.
The City of St. John's is allocating $50,000 to install audible pedestrian signals at 7 new intersections in St. John's. Money well spent, says Debbie Ryan. She is the Vision Health Promotion and Communications Director with the CNIB.
So having accessible pedestrian signals at all the intersections means they're not inhibited. They don't have to fear because they've been trained that, you know, east-west is one sound, north-south is another sound, so that you know as long as those sounds are audible as you walk across that, just like the numbers counting down, you're comfortable in knowing that you'll get to the other side safely.
A safe step forward for people who are living with vision loss. For Kicker Radio, I'm Arthur C. Green.